His riches in glory bring all your cares to the Lord in prayer and leave them there. And the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the lusts of other things entering in, choke the word, and it becometh unfruitful. Mark 4:19. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and give ear unto my cry. Hold not thy peace at my tears, for I am a stranger with thee, and a sojourner, as all my fathers were. Psalms 39:12. Trust in the Lord with your whole heart and believe that He is able to supply all your needs according to His riches and glory. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. Psalms 118:8. Wherefore He is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by Him, seeing He ever liveth to make intercession for them. Hebrews 7:25. But my God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:19. Lean not unto your own understanding, but instead let God's Spirit of truth guide you every step of the way. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. Proverbs 3:5. Howbeit when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will guide you into all truth, for He shall not speak of Himself. But whatsoever He shall hear, that shall He speak, and He will show you things to come. John 16:13. He is able to turn every defeat into a victory and every loss into a gain. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye, always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. 2 Corinthians 9:8. Do not demand that God would do things your way, but instead do everything His way. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves, and pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. 2 Chronicles 7:14. Daily renew your bond of love with the Heavenly Father by getting alone with Him in secret. For which cause we faint not. But though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. 2 Corinthians 4:16. Religion is a poor substitute for having our precious loving Savior walking at our side. 2 Timothy 3:1. This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. 2 For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, 3 without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, 4 traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. 5 having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. Matthew 6:5. And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues, that is, churches, and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. 6 But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret. And thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly.